Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
Hey there, retailers, and welcome. I'm so excited to have you here. This is a live broadcast of my Creative Shop Talk podcast, and we're doing it as well on Facebook. So welcome, retailers. Today, we're going to talk about planning out our 2021 and how do we even start planning for a year after the year we've just had. And I'm going to simplify it for you and walk you through some steps. We're going to have a four-part series. So every Monday through the month of December, I'm going to be helping you through the whole process of planning out the year in simple bite-sized steps. Before we get going, I wanted to let you know that our podcast episode and our Facebook Live is being sponsored this month by my upcoming signature course called Retail Made Simple. It's a four-week course that I run every January for retailers to help them uncomplicate all the business stuff. It's like business school for creative shop owners. We like to work through building a better life by uncomplicating our creative business. So let's get to today's podcast episode, today's live episode here on Facebook, and let's start figuring out how we're going to plan out our 2021. Okay, the first thing I wanted to talk to you about was, I'm going to share some tips, but this all sort of came to be because one of my clients, literally doing a one-on-one client review of her year, and she's just almost in tears trying to figure out how do we move forward into 2021. And I need to preface this by saying this particular retailer is having a phenomenal year and kind of feeling guilty about it. Anybody else out there feel that way? I have lots of retailers that are actually doing well. Tons of retailers are doing super well, and not in necessarily enjoying the process. I'm going to say there's, as we all know, it's been such a bumpy year. 2020 has been a bumpy year. Her frustration and tears, I think, were coming from how do we plan for 2021, knowing we don't want a repeat of everything that happened in 2020. I mean, it's not going to change overnight. Retail forecasts are, you know, such that with vaccines and, you know, political changes and all the things that have been going on in the world, we're going to see a different climate again. It's going to be changing again in 2021. So how do we plan for that? How do we know what to do? How do we take a step back and a pause and reflect on what we want, where we're going, all the things? So I'm putting together this series for you because I think it's important to break it down step by step. And we do have to have a plan and we do have to know where we're going. And then we'll just manage the pivots and the ruts, as we've talked about on other podcast episodes, to get to where we want to go. So it's not going to be a straight line probably, but we do have to need to know where we're going. So the first thing I told her, and I will share with you, is we have to take a deep breath. I think everybody needs to just pause for a moment. And I know that's hard. This is the season of crazy and hustle. And that's, you know, you don't hear me use the word hustle very often, but when it comes to December, retailers are hustling. This is the month, right? Q4 is our month. And as I'm recording this, you know, we're in the first week of December and, you know, it's gearing up, right? We're getting going. So take a pause, take a breath, grab a hot chocolate, a cup of coffee, something a little stronger with some eggnog or something in it. And in order to do your planning, it's important to have a little moment of quiet. We can't do planning on the fly. So one of your jobs as a CEO, as the CEO, as the head honcho, as the queen bee, as whatever you're calling yourself, you've got that CEO hat on. It is your responsibility. It is your job. It is part of your must-do list to do the planning. Your planning is, we can't hope for things to happen to us. We have to plan for things to succeed, for our growth, for our business. It's our job. So take the deep breath, find some time, and just take these one little bite and nugget at a time. So let's start with the first part of the process, the first step, I guess, in moving forward is actually looking back. And sometimes my retailers have a negative, or again, the tension of like, they want to skip ahead because we're doers, we're entrepreneurs. We just want to keep moving forward, right? Is that you? I hear you. I am that person as well too. But in order to plan for what we want in 2021, we need to look back and see what's working, what's not in 2020. So I have some prompts and some questions to share with you today that I think will help you. So again, grab your hot chocolate, your cocoa, whatever you've got going. Find some time to just quietly sit down, grab your notebook. Doesn't have to be this business plan 15-page spreadsheet that we're going to be working on, but it is something we're going to want to plan for. So the first thing that we're going to do, and there's five little prompts here. The first thing we want to do is we want to celebrate and look at the good things that happened. What were your big wins from 2020? And I know there were some. I know we had hard times, but we're not going to dwell and worry about those. We're going to talk about the big wins. What are you most proud of that happened in 2020? I know this is a crazy year, but what was the silver linings? What were the good things? Some really amazing things happened this year. I think a lot of us have a tendency to be dwelling on, I mean, there has been hard times without a doubt as a retailer, but there has been some amazing moments this year. I have witnessed, I've seen, I could just bawl when I think about the success I've seen with some retailers, but not without great work and effort and planning. So, what were your silver linings? Now, remember, no one else is going to see this. So I want you to be all braggy. I want you to brain dump all the amazing things that happened. I mean, what are you most proud of? What did you do? What happened in 2020 that you're just, you know, maybe secretly or maybe not so secretly? I would love to know, and I would love for you to share with me, but no one else is going to have to see this. So you can go ahead and brag. What felt good? What was a feel good? Like, what did you love about 2020? And again, it's okay. We all know that it's been a hard year, but what were the feel good moments? Those are the things that we want to talk about. What's your big wins from 2020? So this is your second prompt. I want you to grab your calendars, your notebooks, your planner pads, your POS system, your reports, your profits, your financial losses and gains, your P&L, your balance sheets, all of the things. And it sounds like a lot, but this is an exercise. This is a little exercise, but this is something that when I did it the first year that my coach asked me to do this in my retail business, the clarity and aha moments were wow. And it has happened for my retailers since I've been doing coaching for years. So this is a step I don't want you to skip. So gather all of the things and sit down and go month by month and ask yourself, what happened in this month? What were my revenue goals? How much money did I make? How much did I lose? You know, what revenue, what was driving the profits? What was I doing? You know, what happened? I mean, so I do have a lot of retailers that in, you know, certain months it dropped, their revenue may have dropped. Maybe they were closed. So this is a really good snapshot of the year. And it's also a really good reality check. And sometimes we think it was a harder or worse year than it was. And when we start looking at it on paper, we're like, heck, this is good. I did good. So if you are not fully on top and dialed in with your numbers, this is a great exercise. So one of my retailers just did this last week, one of the retailers in my mastermind group. And she realized, you know, she's been on top of her numbers, but she hasn't, like, she's just been kind of that moving forward thing, right? You know, always like just the next month, the next month, the next month. And when she paused and she reflected back and looked back at her numbers from the whole year, she realized her revenue was way up, but her profits were exponentially up. So like, she didn't really realize that, and her revenue like felt good and all that, but you know, she's done it with less expenses and she's worked the year. I have another retailer whose revenue is way down, but her profits are way up over last year. And that's Suzanne, actually. And you may have heard Suzanne. So we talked about how she dropped a big revenue stream that had a lot of expenses to it and how she increased her profits. So really look at your numbers, pull everything out. So you don't know until you look at the numbers. Numbers don't lie. metrics don't lie. Like, look at where you were in January, maybe last year, for, you know, your Facebook followers or your email list and all of these things. And let's look at the numbers and where they have changed. What's worked and what hasn't? That's what we want to kind of get to, right? So now, like, so we've got all this financial information, I guess, month by month. And in each one of those months, just blot out, like just jot down, take your piece of paper. It does, again, doesn't have to be fancy. I just do it in a notebook every year. And what marketing tactics, how many emails did you send out that month? Did you do regular Facebook posts? Did you do a lot of Facebook Live sales? Did you do, you know, what did you do to drive that revenue? What did you do to not drive the revenue? Did you not do things? Was that the month that you just hit rock bottom? Because I know retailers, some of us did. You know, we just really had a hard month, or maybe the kids were all home or things were going on. And make a note of that as well, too. What was going on that month? What was going on in, you know, in your life, in your business, and in your world? Some of you had to shut down, and maybe you didn't have time to get your e-commerce or your curbside, or, you know, that's why revenue is down. Or maybe the opposite happened. We had a big spike because we set up our curbside, or we did something that month. Again, 2020, weirdest year in retail ever. But let's look at what was driving the revenue those months, and what wasn't driving. What were we doing, I guess, is what we want to look at. So that's your second part. Into the third prompt is identifying what worked and what didn't, and what felt light and easy and what didn't. So one of my retailers does not like doing Facebook Live sales. A ton of my retailers that I work with intimately love doing them and have seen great success. So this one retailer, Karen, hates doing Facebook Live sales. She doesn't like anything about it, but she needed to do that in order to drive her traffic and to drive her sales for a few months. And then she asked me one day, she said, "Do I have to keep doing these?" And I'm like, "Well, that's not my decision if you have to keep doing it, but it doesn't feel light and easy for her. It does not feel light and easy. It was wearing her down." So she had already replaced that revenue stream by opening an e-commerce. And, you know, she felt light and easy doing quick live videos, but not full live Facebook sales. So for Karen, that felt heavy. So she kind of circled that, like, okay, I did really well that month and I brought in a lot of revenue, but it felt really heavy. What felt light and easy was this, and it could be, your story is going to be different. So whatever felt light and easy, what did you like doing? So again, the Facebook Live sales or emailing. So is emails like really simple for some people, and for others, it seems complicated. Well, I emailed my customers regularly and then they all came in. So, you know, looking at what you did and how it worked and what the consequences were, I might be a little bit hard. I don't really like sending them, but I'm going to keep sending them. So we have to really identify what's working. So again, going month by month, what worked well in your business, what felt light, what felt heavy, that there are things that are going to feel heavy. So our next prompt, looking at now, we've kind of looked month by month and we're, you know, in December, and I know you don't have your December, but you're probably on a track of what's working and what's not in December as well too. And hopefully you're on your revenue track as well too. The next prompt is, what do you need to start saying no to? This is part of our, an episode I did. You can go back and listen to episode 31 is our stop doing list. So what do you need to stop doing that you've been doing? Maybe you've been doing it for the last few years, and maybe, you know, it's just been a habit, or you feel like you have to do that. What's on your list that you would just love to stop doing? This is how we're going to move forward for 2021, right? We're making our plans for 2021 by looking back at 2020 and 2019. And, you know, what are you doing in your business that you just would love to stop? That's part of this, you know, what's feeling heavy. Or, you know, so for me, and I've shared this before, for me, it was doing custom furniture. I hated doing custom furniture. Just hated it. It just wasn't my jam. Other retailers love it, right? It's perfect revenue stream for many people. It was not a good revenue stream for me. So that would have been on my stop doing list. Back to Suzanne, when I told you, you know, Suzanne's story, which we'd shared, and all these links will be in our show notes as well, my friends. But Suzanne from Crazy Eight Barn dropped a major revenue stream. And it started last year when she said, before COVID hit, when she started saying to me, like, it's just such a drag. And it was like a good revenue stream that she was afraid to let go of. But really, the work involved and the expenses weren't worth it for her. So when she took the leap and she stopped doing that, her revenue actually dropped, but her profits went up. This is so we're going to make things feel better for us. And we're going to do what we want to do in 2021, right? I mean, there's always going to be things that we have to do. And that's what we're going to kind of look at as well too. So the next question, the next prompt, so this will be our 5th prompt is, what do we need to do more of? So looking at your list that you just created, looking at the month by month, looking at what worked, looking at what felt light, like, you know, circle all these things. And even if things felt a little heavy, sometimes when you see the numbers, you're like, yeah, I don't love doing custom work. Don't hate it. Well, I'm going to keep doing that because it's making me good money. Or I'm going to keep doing this revenue stream because it's a good profitable revenue stream. So I'm going to make myself do those Facebook lives, or I'm going to, you know, send out more emails or whatever that process is. So what do you need to do more of? And on that note, I want to remind you that you don't have to figure out how. And that's the same for the stop doing list. Don't worry about how we're going to stop doing custom work, or we're going to stop doing whatever it is, or stop doing things. We'll figure that out during this series. We'll figure that out in the next episodes. But right now, what do you want? What didn't work? What felt heavy? What do you want to say no to? What do you need to do more of? Even if you can't figure out how, even if you're like, there's no way I could do any more custom work or any more this or any more of that. I can't send out email. I can't keep up the pace. Don't worry about that right now, because we're going to figure that part out later. We're going to figure that out as we're planning out our 2021. But even skills, what skill sets, where are the gaps between what you wanted, you know, what you wish you could do more of, or you had more help with, or whatever, or you had more skill or tech or knowledge about. Like, I really wish I could, you know, do better with this or that. So these are the things that we want to start with. That's by looking back over our 2021. So just to recap, we're going to look for the wins. Our first part is, what are we most proud of? What were the wins for 2020? Even during this crazy year, there were wins. Second part was gathering all your information, breaking it down month by month. And this sounds really big and heavy, but it doesn't have to be fancy, right? So you're just going to take a sheet of paper and, you know, January, February, March, what were your revenue streams? Look at, you know, go as deep as you want into this, as much time as your POS system will pull out. Look at your margins, whatever you need to look at, really to start asking yourselves the questions on what really worked last year. And then that's what we're going to go month by month. We're going to look at what worked, what didn't work, what felt heavy, what felt light, what felt good, what felt horrible. And then the next part, what do we need to say no to? And what do we need to do more of? Really simple, simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. Pop this out on a journal and a notebook, you know, grab your paperwork. I like to even make sure I pull my planner pad out. Those of you who have been around for a while with me, you know, I love my planner pad. I pull my planner pad out, what was going on and what other things were happening, because there's always life things happening as well too. 2020, I can't even remember half the things that happened in 2020. It's been such a year. Anyhow, I want you to think about looking back. Before we can look forward, we need to really look back. We need to understand our situation. And next week, in our next episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast, we will start planning for 2021. So in order to go forward, we have to look back. It's a pause. It's a time to reflect. It's a time to look at what worked, what didn't work. And I'm really excited to help you plan out your 2021. I want to let you know that retailer that I told you that came to me with tears, we've already done the whole process. We've done all four parts for her, and I'll be doing it inside my retailer's inner circle as well with my members. But that one particular retailer, she's already moving forward into her 2021 plans with eyes wide open, knowing there's going to be pivots and adjustments and so you love that word. That's all we've been talking about this year. But she has a focus and a goal, and it feels good. And she actually sent me an email just this morning before I started recording this. And that's what she said to me. She said, you know, if I could say anything to anybody, because I told her I was doing a podcast on this, you know, it was like, do the work do the work that's necessary. Go back, look at what your year, what 2020 has brought for you, and take the time, put the CEO hat on and start making sure that you're really focused on looking forward for 2021. It's going to feel so good. It's going to help you, I promise. And I'm really looking forward to bringing the rest of this series to you guys. So, all right. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys are having a fantastic December. It is, again, a month of hustle, but make sure that you are also taking care of yourself. Wellness is important as well too, mind and body, because if you fail, you know, your business fails. So I want to make sure that everybody's staying healthy and safe as much as possible and wearing your CEO hat on. And we'll see you for part two next week. See you soon, guys. Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.